Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Hey, all right, welcome back to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this particular show topic is called A History of Markets. How do we know what the stock market will do next? How do we know, right? This particular episode was prompted with a conversation I had today with one of my students who was talking to me about, he actually sent me a screenshot of his stock market returns, all right? And he said to me, wow, I hope this trend continues. I hope this trend continues. Who doesn't want their stocks to go up? It makes us feel so wealthy when our stocks are rising, when it's going up and up and up and up, right? Like we feel so wealthy. We're getting richer, right? Which is awesome. Why wouldn't we want to feel great? But here's the thing. It's really fascinating, this thing. So I'm going to talk to you today about a bit of a history of markets. I'm going to talk to you about what you can expect in the next. So I'm going to talk to you about the last 100 years, and I'm going to talk to you about what you can expect in the next 100 years. Okay, just so you're not taken by surprise about the movements of stock markets and prices, the movements of property prices as well, and how that, you know, works so that you're investing. You know, you can be super knowledgeable, and, you know, you can feel your way around your investments a lot more effectively, knowing what to, you know, what's coming, basically. So we go back to this particular conversation I had and with one of my students today, and I said to him, hopefully it doesn't continue. And I'm sure he's like, what? What are you talking about, man? We want our stocks to go up and up and up. But here's what I've learned, okay? Here's what I've learned. First and foremost, stocks and property and all assets don't just keep going up and up and up and up. Over the course of time, decades and decades and decades, all right, if we look back the last 20 years, 30, yes, over time, they are a lot higher than what they were. So they do, over time, go up, all right, continuously with growth. But there are moments where they go down, okay? And those moments are coming. They're always going to come, okay? It's not a perfect, beautiful, beautiful trajectory upwards. The only thing that does that nicely on a straight line upwards is Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. It's the only thing in history that's had this beautiful, nice straight line up. It's not how it works, okay? Things go up and they come down. But over the course of time, of course, they are more valuable, so they do go up. So that's why it's important to hold your assets, hold your investments long term. But let's go back to this conversation. I said, I hope the trend doesn't continue. He's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean it doesn't? I hope it doesn't continue. That's crazy. But here's what it's like. If you're going to be, and Warren Buffett taught me this, if you're going to be a net buyer of stocks, which I'm going to be, all right, and so are you probably, I hope, if you're going to be continually buying stocks, then really, you really hope that they go down. Why? Because you can buy them for a cheaper price. You can buy more stocks in that particular company, or you can buy a property, perhaps too, whatever it might be, for less. And the best time to buy stocks or property is when they are on sale. Like, for example, you wouldn't go to the shops and buy your clothes before Christmas, right? Logically and rationally, you would buy them when? You buy them after Christmas. When there's what? When there's a sale on. 50% sale on clothes. You can go there. You spend the same amount of money, but you get twice as many clothes. Same as investing in stocks and property. You spend the same amount of money, but you get twice as many stocks or twice as much property. All right? So it's all about, now you can't, no one can time the market. You don't know when it's going to go down. You don't know how much it's going to go up. No one knows that. Okay? Just so you know. Don't try and time the market. No one knows. I don't know. Right? Even the pros don't know. But here's what we do know. So let me talk to you about what I do know so that you know when to buy and perhaps never to sell, all right? So before I get into that, I wanted to talk to you about like wishing that stocks are going to go continuously up if you're going to be a net buyer of stocks is a bit like filling your car up with petrol, right? And once you've got your car full of petrol, you hope that the price of petrol goes up. So you feel wealthier because your petrol in your car is now worth more than what it was when you first put it in. You're like, yeah, I'm wealthier. But if you're going to go back the next week and buy more petrol, what do you really want it to do? You want petrol to go down in price. You want gas to go down in price. So it's the same with stocks. Yeah, they go up and you're like, yes, I'm wealthier. But you're like, damn, like, gee, next quarter or next month, I want to buy more. I hope they don't keep going up. They're going to be more expensive. So the intelligent investor, all right, the smart investor, when they're, you know, buying stocks or buying property, they want it to go down because they get more bang for their buck. Does that make sense? So don't pray that stocks go up. Pray they go down. Yes, even if you own them, because you can get more of them. Okay, if it's a great business and they're going to produce dividends, okay, if your money tree is going to produce fruit, wouldn't you want to buy more tree for less? I would. All right, so just think about that. If you if you are, you know, praising the stock price rises, maybe you should think, hang on a sec, maybe I should be praying they go down. So I told that to one of my students today. He's like, yeah, that's true. I hope it goes down now so I can buy more. All right, so here's when do you buy? When do you buy? When do you buy? Well, here's what we do know. Here we go. Ready? We know the market's going to fall. And we know historically in the last 100 years of data, the last 100 years, here's what we know. Every 12 to 16 months, the market will correct by 10%. The market will fall by 10% at some point. Don't know when. It might be a bit longer than that. Might be shorter. On average, every 12 to 16 months, the stock market will fall by 10%, all right? Now, property will probably fall every, you know, 8 to 10 years, it'll probably fall by 10, 20, 30%, okay? And then it'll go up again, all right? Property's a bit different. You don't get the drastic falls, especially in Australia, because the supply is controlled well, all right? But it can happen. It doesn't always go up and up and up, as was proved in the GFC, particularly in the movie, The Big Short. If you want to see that, everyone thought their houses were just going to keep going up. So they bought five houses and these strippers are buying houses and everyone's house is just going to go up. And then of course, until it didn't. Okay. So, yeah, and we all know how that ended. So let's go back to this. Every 12 to 16 months is going to be a 10% correction. Now you know. Okay. So if you haven't seen a 10% correction in the last 12 months, guess what? Statistically, the probability of having one is very high. So watch out for it. It's going to come. Okay. How about this? Every 3 to 4 years, so every 50 to, you know, 60 months, so probably 4 years, there is a what we call a bear market or a 20% correction. When stocks fall 20% from their highs, okay, when they fall from the very top, the stock market falls by 20% or more in a period, then we call it a bear market. Okay, now 20% correction, so the market falling 20% will come roughly every 4 years. So when was the last time we had one? Well, this particular episode is now, we're now in 2021. We had one a year ago, almost to the day, a year ago, back in March 2020, which is when the pandemic hit. Okay, and the stocks fell by about 30%, 35%. So we had a bear market. So guess what? If you can take 2020, you can estimate statistically, not exactly, but we'll probably have another big correction, a 20% plus correction in 2024. There you go. Okay. Roughly probably around then. That's when I think it will happen. And you watch, it's probably when inflation is going to go up, interest rates are going to go up. Okay. Houses will come down, values will drop, and we'll probably see an inflation driven, an interest rate driven bear market correction. Okay. Now, between now and then, we're going to see probably two or three periods where the market's going to fall between 10 or 15%. Okay. So if you're wanting to know when to buy stocks, you would probably want to buy more of them when they fall. Okay. You want to buy more when they fall. Same as when there's a sale on down at the shops. You want to buy more clothes when there's a 50% sale on. You want to buy more stocks and more property when there's a sale on. But here's the thing. The reason why people don't is because of fear. They don't know how far they're going to drop. All right. So here's what I'd suggest. If the stocks have fallen from their highs by 10%, you begin to buy. It's very hard to catch a falling knife. You don't know whether it's going to be a 10% correction or a 20% correction or a 50% correction like we saw in the GFC. You can pretty much know if there's a panic. Like during the pandemic and during the GFC, there was absolute panic. You could tell the sky was falling down. There was blood on the streets. It was crazy. Like, what's going to happen to the world? That is a panic. And that typically is a fall in stocks and property worth, say, 20% to sometimes 50%. Sometimes stocks can fall by 50%, all right? So you can see that it will slide down quite drastically when that happens. Now, of course, what you want to do is, you know, when you see that happening, you want to start buying, all right? Just buy little pieces. Keep buying, buying, buying. You want to buy more when it's down and buy less when it's up. So right now, okay, stocks have gone up drastically, all right, since the pandemic. They're at all-time highs. All-time highs, all right? The S&P 500 is an all-time high. The NASDAQ, we are at all-time highs in most share markets of the world. But the recovery is still underway, so we've probably got a bit of ways to go, all right? But right now, I'm not really buying anything because, you know, there's not a sale on. There's not a sale on. So why would I buy right now? I'm sitting and watching and waiting. I'm in the market. All my money, you know, large portion of our wealth is invested, fully invested. I'm not going to touch that. When it falls, do I try and guess when to sell? No, because I don't know when the corrections are coming. I don't know when. Could be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years for another 20% correction. Might be five, might be longer than what we think. I can't tell. So I hold my stocks. We hold our stocks long term because they produce dividends. Remember the money tree? It's a tree that produces fruit. So we can hold them, let the tree grow. But we're building up cash at the moment. You build up your cash stores. You build up your cash stores and you wait and you wait and you wait. Okay? If you're already invested, you wait. If you're not invested, you put little bits in now and wait. Okay? And then when there's a correction and it's falling and everyone doesn't want to buy stocks, that's when you buy stocks. Okay? When we be, as Warren Buffett says, be greedy when others are fearful. And you watch, everyone around will be fearful and you'll be buying and they'll be saying, no, no, wait, it could, well, wait till it, let's wait till it goes up. No. If you see that it's fallen by 10, 20, 30, 40%, you buy little pieces and you get going, okay? And then as it's rising right now, it's pretty, it's up there, it's record highs. When the market's hitting record highs, I don't really buy anything. I just watch. Because we're making money, like I think we made, geez, by doing nothing this morning, maybe $8,000 or $9,000 just by doing nothing. The power of compound. Remember the episode, compound interest? You haven't watched that episode or listened to that episode, go back and listen to that episode about compound interest. We sat here, Alicia and I, this morning, and we made money by doing nothing. That is the power of compound interest, all right? So if you're invested, you'll get that. So sit back and relax and watch the all-time highs on the news and watch everyone being euphoria and buying stock. Great. Good luck to them. We'll be buying when people don't want to buy, all right? And you'll get bargain deals around then. So you don't have to buy all the time. You don't have to buy all the time. We might not buy another stock for the next 12 months, okay? It's the market's job to provide you with the prices of today, but it's your job to decide whether to take advantage of those prices or not. All right. You don't have to trade with the market just because they, you know, you see prices every single day. All right. And you want to avoid turning on the news and watching it every day going, and they'll say, oh my God, stocks plunged. They plunged by 1.5%, which is ridiculous. A 1.5% fall in a stock is not a plunge. A plunge is like 40% or 30%. It plunged back in March 2020. You want to go back and look at, that's a plunge, okay? But when they talk in commentary, don't get caught up in that, you know, that rhetoric. It's just be patient. Your time will come. There will always be a good time to buy. You know, there'll come a time where stocks are cheap. But that's when you swing hard and you go in, all right? So I hope that gives you an idea about the history of markets. I mean, we've had some big bear markets in history. 1929, bear market. Okay, that's a panic. Okay, you go back. We had panics in 1873 when the railroads collapsed. Massive panic. Okay, a lot of railroads went under. We had the panic of 1907 that JP Morgan saved by going and buying stocks. Okay, 1907, big panic. And then, of course, we know the famous panic of 1929, the stock market crash, huge, the biggest in history, all right? And that didn't recover for like years and years. I think it was, you know, 10 years before it even got back up to where it was. So, or even one of them post-World War II, 20 years. But then we've had stock market corrections. You know, we've had bear markets in the 70s. We've had bear markets in, we had the dot-com bubble collapse in the 2000s, right? Year 2000, 2002. Then we had, the GFC, massive, one of the biggest, all right, almost ended in a depression. So big correction in 2007, 2008. So you can see this every 4 to 7 years, you know, every 7 years, you can see this is happening, okay? So 2007, 2020, what was that, 13 years before the next big collapse. So you just don't know when it's coming, but I can assure you of one thing, it will happen again. It will happen again. So now you know, all right? You know when to it'll happen. So just be a net buyer of stocks in those great times. All right. So hope that's been helpful for you. That's a history of markets. All right. How do we know what the stock market's going to do? We can look back on history and we can learn from it. History doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. Okay. So there you go. See you on the next episode. I hope that's been helpful for you. Okay. And go back and listen to the compound interest episode if you haven't yet, and the rule of 72. Very powerful episode. All right. See you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.